This is our daughter, lead caring history physical, patient in PHELPS. Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, PHELPS, Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth, 8-12-1964. Place, Future K. Charles Village. Date of service, 11-3-2023. Patient seen today. History and physical. Initial evaluation. History of present illness. This is a 59-year-old female with multiple medical problems, COPD, lung nodule, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, coronary artery disease, depressive disorder, lung fibrosis. She's oxygen dependent due to COPD. Patient was admitted. To the Midtown Hospital. She presented to the emergency room with 2 weeks. Symptoms of URI, progressive shortness of breath, respiratory distress, bilateral wheezing. She was noted to have a severe respiratory acidosis. She was admitted to IMC level of care. She was started on BiPAP, DNR treatment, prednisone, Zithromax. Respiratory acidosis started to improve. She was weaned off BiPAP and placed on 3 liters of nasal cannula. Hypercapnia improved. And the patient also has symptoms of GERD, maintained on PPI. History of known iron deficiency anemia. Required iron supplement. Patient was stabilized, the PTOT done, and subsequently she was sent to Future Care. Today when I saw the patient, she's feeling better, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. She is on oxygen, intermittent wheezing, but no respiratory distress, speaking in 4 sentences, sitting on the bed. Next line, past medical history. COPD, next line, coronary artery disease, next line. Chronic respiratory failure, oxygen dependent, next line lung nodule, next line history of lung fibrosis, next line peripheral vascular disease, next line chronic smoking, next line vitamin D deficiency, next line pulmonary hypertension, history of GERD. Medications upon discharge, ferrous sulfate 25 mg daily, prednisone 20 mg daily. She's also on Raflumilast, R-O-F-L-U-M-L-A-S-T, 250 mg daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs every 4 hours. Albuterol nebulizer treatment every 6 hours as needed for wheezing. Zithromax, 250 mg every day. And take Dionab as a standard twice a day. Amlodipine 10 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Colace 100 mg BID, Fluticasone nasal spray, 2 spray each nostril daily. Fluticasone, Umeclidinin and Valentrol, 1 puff daily. Fluticasone, Umeclidinin, Valentrol, 1 puff daily. SCTZ 25 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Vitamin D supplement daily. Rua system and headache and dizziness, and throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, mom, tendaria, musculoskeletal, no pain, and urinary hematuria, neuron, syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, cooperative. Blood pressure 122 over 78, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, pulse of 98%, she's on oxygen. Hydrodynamic, namukhale, cardiac, ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple, nasivity, chest, not tender, lungs, bilateral, onchi, with mild wheezing at the bases, heart rhythmness 2, abdomen soft, non-turn balsam pulse to extremity, nodema, neuroschizophrenic alert, urgent time 3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Status post acute and chronic COPD exacerbation. COPD, gold E, on home oxygen 2.5 to 3 liter. At rest, and she take 4 liter with exertion. Lifelong maintain on Zithromax and prednisone tapering. She use nocturnal BiPAP. Hypertension. Take the nocturnal BiPAP off. She was not taking at home. She was given the ED in the hospital setting and the IMC. History of GERD, history of hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, history of lung nodule, peripheral vascular disease, plan of care, will continue all her current medications, PTOT, care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff.